Harper Audio presents Rethinking Narcissism, The Bad and Surprising Good About Feeling Special by Dr. Craig Malcolm, read by Kif Vandenheuvel. Introduction. My mother was the most wonderful and infuriating person I've ever known. She was a narcissist. I wasn't aware of it for the longest time, not until I was in college and immersed in an introductory psychology text. There, printed in bright, bold letters just below a picture of the Greek youth Narcissus staring at his reflection in a pool of water, was the word narcissism. When I read the accompanying description, I remember feeling relieved and horrified all at once. The term perfectly captured the paradox of my mother. She was the incandescent figure of my childhood, irrepressibly outgoing, infectiously funny, and wonderfully caring. The world seemed to revolve around her. A striking, nearly 6-foot-tall blonde with a thick English accent from her upbringing in Great Britain, she seemed to make connections everywhere she went. The grocery store, the coffee shop, the hair salon. She was devoted to friends, buoying them through illness and hardships, and dedicated to improving her community, whether the project was cleaning up a playground or organizing a bake sale. And, as wife to my father and mother to me and my brother, she was always there, generous with her love and counsel. But her glow gradually dimmed as I and she grew older. She seemed to become more self-involved. She bragged about her accomplishments as a young ballet dancer, sometimes making the point by demonstrating, awkwardly, a split or plié. She name-dropped, boasting of brushes with celebrities, though I could never tell if the encounters were real or imagined. She grew obsessed with her looks, frantically charting wrinkles and chasing spots around her body and starving herself to stay thin. She interrupted people when they spoke, even when they were in the midst of sharing their pain and anxiety. Once, when I tried to tell her of my anguish over a romantic breakup, she dreamily muttered, "I never had any trouble finding dates." I was stunned by the non sequitur. What had happened to my mother? College gave me the word narcissism, but I really didn't understand what it meant. I had so many questions. Had she always been a narcissist, and I hadn't recognized it? Was she suddenly pushed to it by circumstance, namely getting older? Could I do anything to get back the loving, unselfish woman I remembered from my childhood? I devoted myself to finding answers. In the library, I pored over books and articles from Freud onward. As a psychologist in training, I interned with one of the foremost experts on narcissism. I took a postdoctoral fellowship focused on helping personality-disordered clients, hoping to better understand narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, the most extreme form of narcissism. But even though I learned a great deal during those years, my understanding still felt incomplete. Then, one day, I saw something that changed my thinking about narcissism in my mother, in my clients, and in myself, forever. My father had recently died, and my wife, Jennifer, and I had undertaken the painful process of moving my mother from a large house far away into a small apartment close to us. The cramped space she found herself in now pushed her over the edge. "Lovely place you've found for me," she grumbled sarcastically. She stayed in a nearby hotel that first night, rolling up in a taxi the next afternoon to meet us at the apartment. We resumed unpacking, mostly in silence, and mostly without her help. Before long, my mother disappeared in a taxi again, this time to drop exorbitant sums on decorations. It went on that way for a week, my mother staying nights in a hotel, shopping by day, until late one evening she announced with an exaggerated sigh, "I need to get comfortable." She disappeared into the bedroom where we heard her rustling through boxes. Moments later, she reappeared wearing 4-inch stilettos. "Manolo Blancs," she proudly informed us. "There," she said, sighing. "I can relax now."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?